And as we prepare for that space, I invite you to close your eyes and focus for a moment on breathing in and out and slowing that rhythm of breathing softly in and softly out. And there really is nothing to do to prepare for a channeled message for Kryon. Kryon is always with us. The entourage of a loving creator is always with us. When Lee channels the messages, there is no process or steps in preparation. There is simply the intent and stepping aside to allow Kryon to deliver the message. And this just comes with practice. The more you can practice that integration and that meld of the entourage that is around you, the easier it becomes. And so again, there is nothing to do. There is simply allowing the information to come in. And so we'll just sit now and receive the beautiful message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of magnetic surface. I am here, dear ones, because of your magnificence. There is no other reason to have messages from the other side of the veil to a human being, unless there were things that we wanted you to know that perhaps that you do not understand yet, or perhaps you haven't realized. You haven't cognized. If you think about why is there channeling at all? I would say the reason for channeling is to have information and energy from a magnificent creator to the souls of those who are family. On this planet right now, there is so much that is hidden from you, and the first thing that is hidden is that you are part of this creation family, born magnificent, not born dirty. And we'll say this until my partner's last breath. Understand that perhaps what you have been told may not be the entire truth. I would like to start a series of four channelings. And they're going to be on a subject which we have touched on, that my partner has taught in conference, but that we would like to make as complete as we can within four sessions. And it has to do with one of those hidden things. It is something, perhaps, that is known by those who would normally watch a program such as this. This kind of a program would feature esoteric truths, core truths, perhaps, to them. To others, not truths at all, but odd things. But these odd things are beginning to open up and become a lot more obvious as truth to so many who never expected that kind of a thing in their life. Almost all of the guest speakers on these shows that you are watching now, almost all of them, will tell you about a turning point in their life where they went from what they were taught to what they discovered. And they will tell you that what they were taught and that bag that they were in called life is small and and look small today to them compared to a grander truth that opened them up into something far, far, far better. And the nice part of this is that they did not have to throw away what they had learned. It just gets bigger and better and enhanced. Perhaps you learned already about a loving God, a creator, who actually may know you. The rest of the story enhances that to something you didn't expect. If you are part of that source, there is the ability to use tools you didn't know about. The reason for this program that exists, we're going to talk about one of them now. The entire reason this program exists is for you to understand there is so much more that belongs to you that you can do yourself that'll give you peace over these times, these troubling times, give you healing in the middle of a troubling time, that'll take away fear. It'll put you in a place where you will even live longer. Dear ones, that is a truth, and that's not a truth you were told when you were born. That is a truth you learn. And you learn it with an awakening, perhaps, at the time of your choice. I want to talk about the innate. Four amazing innate attributes. Four amazing innate attributes. And the first thing we're going to discuss is, what is it? What is it, really? What? Even that is confusing to so many. We're going to do another program on where is it? That's the most confusing of all. So many questions about the innate. Where is it? What is it? The third attribute and the third week, we'll talk about how to use it. What's the best way to capture the power of your own innate? And then the fourth one, hidden attributes about the innate. What else is there, perhaps, that we've not talked about? So in this first section, we're going to identify it to the best we can. But in that identification, there will be repeat, and that is, for those who have heard the channelings before, the teachings of my partner, the answers to the questions for over a year here, you're going to hear things we've covered. Some have asked, well, haven't you covered this before, Crine? And the answer is yes, but there are so many watching this right now who've never heard this. And the second part of this is, you can't hear it too often. And I say that because it's not just information. This is an energetic transmission of truth about your own body and what's in it. You can't hear that too often. The reason I say that is because even right now, for the one who said, I've heard this before, I will say, well, then why don't you use it? Because I can tell. You really have no idea what you have. He gave an expression a long time ago, a metaphor about so many things spiritual, but the innate is like this. You've been given a 747 airplane, and all you've done all your life is to run it up and down the runway. And you're proud of yourself. Wow, look at me in this big airplane, and look how fast it can go on this runway, with really no idea that you can fly. The innate is that way. What is it? It's been called the smart body. Right away, we will tell you this. The innate is not in 3D. It's not chemistry. And you'll say, well, what is it if it is not chemistry? Is it consciousness? Partly. We're going to get to that when you ask, where is it? Consider there is an overlapping consciousness of your cellular structure that is nothing to do with your brain. It's the best I can do to give you an idea of what is there right now as you sit there, as you watch this, called innate. And that overlapping consciousness of your cellular structure means it's a field, perhaps, within your body. Not a field that is outside of your body, but within your body. But it encompasses every single process the body has. Every single process. Now, I'm not talking just about cellular process, because your consciousness is also an attribute of your body. So innate is hooked into your consciousness. Question, is your innate hooked into your spirituality? Now, that's a question for the next week. We'll get there. But let's define what it does that is so fascinating, that has interested scientists and those who study spirituality, and even those who study technical things, because the innate encompasses so many things. Let's look at what it does. It's called a smart body because it knows about itself more than you do. It knows also about subconscious things. Now, this is one of the giveaways. The innate can go around your subconscious programming as well, because it knows what is and is not happening in your body. You may think you know what is and what is not happening in your body, but it is developed by your consciousness, which includes blocks to what may or may not be happening. Your innate has no blocks. Innate, let's go right to the miracle. Your innate is responsible for spontaneous remission. Period. There may be things in you right now that you are distressed about, or you might say so intensely fighting to change, or there's disease and all. And it's all within your own consciousness, within your own, I would say, logic to discover what am I going to do next, and how can I do this, and how can I do that, and who will I see, and what will I write, and all of that in order to solve them. I want you to picture for a moment, what if it could all be solved in an instant? And Nate is known for that. It's known for that. So what does that tell you? It tells you you may be fighting a battle that you don't have to fight. There are so many things innate is responsible for. Dealing with your own conscious, not your subconscious. Innate knows what's wrong with you. That's why muscle testing works. It works with the innate. How is it that you can test your body and find out things like, for instance, are you allergic to this or that or whatever? And you'll have no idea. And before you ever turn to medicine to find out, the innate will tell you because it knows. Let me give you my favorite one. It's the consternation of medicine. Early on, the drug companies, in order to do scientific tests of their own work and their own drugs, had to use the scientific method, had to do blind studies, and so they developed the sugar-coated pill. So they do a test to find out how their drug works, and some of those pills, clearly marked to them but not to the others, they give to people, and there's nothing in them. And what they discovered early on was called the placebo effect. In other words, the people had the reaction that they were told they would have, even though there was nothing in the pill. And the consternation to researchers is the placebo effect, because it skewed the data. They didn't like it, because it really didn't tell them much about what they were doing, because it kept getting in the way. And this is where I say, humans, what is wrong with you? that you didn't take a look and go, oh my, there's something grand happening. Let's study the placebo effect. But they didn't. They simply reported it. Oh, by the way, we have to throw away about 100 people here who got well anyway. Oh, that's the innate. In other words, your consciousness took a pill, and in that pill was the thought, it's going to do this or do that or cure this or cure that. And you took the pill, and it did. That's innate. What is it where your consciousness can be sharpened so much that you simply think about something and your innate then goes all the way? Spontaneous remission, placebo effect, homeopathy, it's all there. That's what it is. Would you like to know more? Where is it? How are you going to use it? Would you like to know? All of these channels are available for free and will be. You do not have to buy these programs, dear ones, for these channels. This is a promise that my partner has made. And so, you'll be able to hear all four and to learn more. Are you interested? You should be. This is a miracle about to happen in your own body. I'm crying in love with humanity and the majesty within it. And so it is.